The fentanyl epidemic has affected the United States since the 1990s. The latest count of deaths due to fentanyl overdoses in the United States is estimated to over 70,000. It has been reported that about 42% of Americans say they personally know at least one person who lost their lives to a drug overdose. Jordan Smith sits down and begins to talk about how she lost her uncle from a fentanyl overdose.
So him and his wife were in Mexico for their anniversary, and he got his U.S. doctor to call in a prescription. He picked it up, and it was laced with fentanyl, a prescription. So when I found that out, my first reaction was like, how? Because they didn't do drugs like that at all.
While it may seem the situation is unique, it happens more often than not. And Jordan isn't the only one to have lost a close family member.
Hey, Faith.
Devin Sellers lost his father due to an overdose.
He was in and out of jail for 3 years when I was a child. So I knew he was doing something bad, but I didn't really understand drugs. In regards to that, it was really the initial response was just sad. He passed away when I was 9 because of a fentanyl overdose while using heroin.
Whether the loss was due to a drug being laced or a previous addiction, healthcare professionals are available and want to help. Sarah Brown, Program Director of Outpatient Treatment at Inner Voyage Recovery Center, shares her experiences with working with addicts.
It's frustrating sometimes because at the end of the day, we cannot keep anybody sober. However, there are clients that can make it, and I have seen fentanyl addicts get it together.
Fentanyl continues to take lives of many people and infects the loved ones around them. If you or anyone you know is struggling with an addiction, you can seek help by calling SAMHSA at 1-800-662-4357.